of the couples in this series that have big issues. It has to do with religion. And if one of the couples, like, she had no issue with him growing up in the church and being religious. She just was like, I don't want to force my children to be in the church. And I remember one person in later seasons was like, I was forced to be in the church. Her husband was like, I want our children to go to church. And she was like, no, I don't want our children to be forced to be in the church. I was forced to be in the church as well. And I did not like that. And that made me go away from it for a little bit. But then I came back. And this is what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't think you should force children to go to the church or not. Like, look, because you don't want them to hate it. End up and then leave. Okay, now we are going to season 13, Houston. And this is the first season that we have a Asian couple. They ended up, I want to make sure, getting a divorce and saying no on decision day. They both know each other. They both know each other. She walked down the aisle, and this is not me exaggerating. She was like, oh, that's Johnny. I know Johnny. In high school, he was always a class clown. He always was goofed off. He was never serious at school, meaning like some days he would skip schools. Like, he wasn't really, he was more like into playing like football and having fun. Like, he wasn't like really like she was type A, like into her books. And like her she has more of a Asian name. I'm just gonna spell it B-A-O. And for me, I was like, me particularly getting to know her personality, I was like, you're too much type A for me. Because I feel like you're the type of person, like, there's like times like I want to like, oh, we lose, let's go do this, let's do this, like we can, like, not every like day, like, do be like, so like, for example, like in university, like, you're very tired. This is a great example. You're very tired. You're like, I've been working for 7 days straight, I have all morning, I want to sleep. I feel like she would be like, no, we have class, let's go. And I'm like, no, I can skip one day of class for university, I'm still gonna pass. And she'd be like, no, like, I can't. She's too type A. And she was like that a lot during the relationship. He was like, oh, she was like, okay, this is red. Like, okay, let's say, like, you're organizing a closet. I think I can't do this, but she'd be like, this section's all red. You can't put a blue shirt right there in the middle. That messes it up. So this is all red. This is the red section. This is the blue section. I'm like, no. This is, like, too, and I believe Johnny was like, too, this is too much. That they didn't work out. Another I'm making sure. Okay, so there was an interracial couple that season, and that was Myra. She was Hispanic, and Gil, he was a black man. And they didn't end up staying together because she was very bougie. Very bougie. Like, she wanted... She's a leadership coach. She made her own company. So, she's an entrepreneur. So, she built a whole lifestyle for herself. Like, she... Like, I saw her closet. Like, she has Gucci, Prada. Like, I was like, oh, I love her closet. I would love to shop at her closet. So cute. But like I said, she made a name for herself. She had a company, build it up. And she was like, no, I'm not. And poor Gail, he's a firefighter. So he doesn't make a lot of money as she did. And they had again, lifestyle issues. See, this is what I'm talking about. I've been giving you like a lot of examples of like interracial couples and how they do not work. And it has to do with, again, lifestyle issues, which can happen in any relationship. It could happen in the same race relationship. Religious issues can happen in any relationship, even if you guys are the same race. So for them to not keep doing interracial relationship doesn't make any sense, because same race relationships can deal with the same issues. And because he was like, I can't afford to take you to these nice restaurants. And she was like, no, I already, and she was like, I remember her, Meyer saying, I've grown up poor with no money. I built this company up, made this company. And now I'm so I don't want to go back to being frugal and poor or anything, which I understand completely. She shouldn't have to like change her lifestyle. She's like I'm a workaholic. I'm working hard a lot. I'm proud of myself and where I am now, because I was at the bottom. I had nothing to my name. Now I have something to my name. I don't want to go backwards. Yes. And like I said before, I talked about season 14, which was the second season that was in Boston. Elijah Wan and Katina. They were both party people. They said yes on decision day, later on got divorced, now they're dating. Okay. But like, yeah, he told Dr. Pepper, who again has been here the whole series in general, and Pastor Cal, what he wanted, and then it ended up he wanted something more traditional. And then they worked through it. Oh, okay. Here's another interracial couple on the Boston. I'm just gonna keep doing interracial couples and showing you guys examples of how I'm like, if they were the same race, same issue. Okay, so we had Noi, who's Asian. No, I believe they both are Asian because of his last name. And Steve, who's half Asian, half white. And they said yes on decision day. They are now divorced. And it's Noi. She came from a background. Her parents or grandparents were refugees. And she was from a very low income, and she doesn't want to go back from there. And Steve, he used to be a sales engineer, now he does freelance and with that, it kind of, because sometimes you can find stuff for freelance, sometimes you can't, and the money insecurity, because again, she grew up very poor, scared her, and that was a very, very serious point that scared her a lot in their marriage. And overall, that's what ended up them getting a divorce. Again, I'm gonna keep iterating. Every time they have an interracial couple, it has to, their issue why they get a divorce is an issue that the same race would get a divorce for. Their issue of why they got a divorce has nothing to do with someone using a racial slur, someone was being disrespectful race to their race. It had nothing negative like that to deal with it. So, like I said, married at first sight, you can do more interracial couples, but you choose not to. Okay, now we're gonna do San Diego season 15. Another interracial couple. I'm just highlighting interracial couples at this point. We have Lindy and Miguel. Miguel's Hispanic, and Lindy is a white woman. He's a big skeptic. Yeah. Like, he didn't really trust the process would work. He's always like, oh, this will end. What's happening? This is gonna end. They said yes on decision day. They are now divorced. And I'm thinking that literally him saying, this is gonna end, and being so negative in that aspect, ended to their divorce. Because who wants to constantly be thinking like, oh, this is gonna change? Like, he did that all through their marriage. Like, a lot of times during their marriage. And then at one time he's like, the negativity that he was bringing, like, oh, this can't be true. This is, like, after decision day, it's gonna end and something bad's gonna happen. And I'm like, who wants to constantly hear negativity that your marriage is going to fail? So that's how they ended. So I want to talk about Alex and Justin. Justin, I did not like Justin because I'm trying to remember. He was saying a lot of negative things about Nate for no reason, thinking like he's big guy, saying things. So he was paired with Alexis. And he was celibate for a year or two. She was like, okay, that's different, but okay, it took her some time. They end up having sex, and then he asked her to keep it quiet, not to tell anyone. She listened to him. But he was like, he was the guy that I did not like at all this season. Like, I watched this season. There's another guy that I didn't like more than him. I watched this season and I was like, I can't stand this guy. Every time I saw him, I'm like, there's something fake about him. And whilst I'm not gonna spoil stuff, but while watching this season, I'm like, ah, that was it. You know when your gut tells you something? Trust your guts, my friends. Trust your gut. And then he would like gaslit Alexis. So they said yes on decision day, and then that day, after she they both said yes, he said something very rude and disrespectful to him, to her. So they got, the day after, she was like, no, I'm done, divorce. And I'm like, yeah, I agree, divorce. And then he's gonna like guilt trip and be rude to everybody. Like, I don't like Justin. I can't stand Justin. Now, before I continue, I am going to tell you guys the guy I cannot stand from Married at First Sight. All right, so we're going back to season 12, which is the Atlanta season. I was telling you guys about how I have my favorite couple, which was Brianna and Vincent. And then I told you about Clara and Ryan, and my brain and my mind went loop because I hated this guy so much. When I didn't notice it, that's how much I literally don't have like this dude. So in the same season, there's a guy I cannot stand. He's the guy I cannot stand the whole entire series. Even more than the guy I'm going to talk to you guys about, the man in season 17. Okay. So this is a black couple. And by the way, the couple I was talking about before, who were Alexis and Justin from season 15, they were a black couple. So this next couple is also a black couple, and that is amazing Paige, Saint Paige. And I call her Saint Paige because I think she's a great person. Plus, that she had to deal with Chris. Okay. Like I said before, Justin, when I first saw Justin, I was like, I can't stand this dude. I don't know what it is, but I can't stand you. Every time I see you, I'm like, I don't know yet, but I don't like you. Chris was the same thing. But the difference is, with Chris, I saw F-boy. I was like, you're an F-boy, I see it. And when you deal with a lot of, like, a-holes, or you've liked some, or you dated some, or you've seen your friends date them in general, you get the... And he proved me right, just like Justin did. Proved me right. Alright, Chris was so into physical appearance too much. How he talked was terrible. How he talked about women were terrible. I'm just gonna tell you what he did. He cheated while on the experience. Poor Paige. When this happened, I was crying for her. So he ended up getting his ex pregnant. So basically, he cheated in the relationship. One of the days, he talked to Paige, was like, I got my ex-girlfriend pregnant. My girl Paige crying. I felt so bad for her. I was like, a-hole, I hate you. All the things that he'd done, all his F-boy ways, all the things. She was like, I forgive you. I'm there for you. I'll be by her side. And during the reunion, she's like, I've been to hell and back with this dude. And I'm like, yes, you did. Like, girl, I would have literally been, I'm done. Like, to be honest with you, I probably would have felt the signs. And I'd be like, no. you giving me a guide that, no, and I'm gonna tell you later if I would do this experience. No, like, he was, no, he was disrespectful, he emotionally manipulated her, like, he was just overall disrespectful, got another girl pregnant, because he wasn't attracted to her. He was just, in general, Chris, terrible guy. Okay. I will read what the notes say about Chris, because I don't think my explanation do it justice. So, it says here, another first occurrence in this season when Chris, yes, A-hole Chris, that's what I'm calling him, his former fiance contacted him while he was on his honeymoon to let him know that she was pregnant. So, yes, Chris was married before. I'm going to continue that because that's what the notes, I knew he was married before because he said it on the show. His wedding ended because he cheated on her. So he's a serial cheater. And to be honest with you, I don't do cheaters. Like, when I talk to guys or anything, I said my deal breaker is if you cheated. Because for me, once a cheater, always a cheater. So he cheated on her with someone else. That fiance ended things with him. What I got to that was they continually, like, hooked up. So she got pregnant, and, you know, oh, Chris, you're the last person I hooked up with, calls him being like, I'm pregnant with your baby. She doesn't know about the experience. So that's Chris, and we're done with that. Here's another one for the males out there, so I can give you guys a little bit of a break. I might give you two, actually, men. So, season 16. Wait, no. Actually, let me do the season before that. Sorry, my bad. Season 14. Okay. We have a couple named Alyssa and Chris. Okay. Alyssa is a social media manager. Oh, so am I. And Chris is a realtor. Alyssa did not at all like Chris. She didn't want to be around him. Made that not present and audible to Chris. So I give her an applaud for that. But she made it visible and apparent to the production. Especially, we heard it as viewers. And we don't know, like, what. There were some things that, again, like I said, a lot of the girls, they might not like their partner physically. But they try to connect through activities and their personality. There are things that were said by his friends in the reception that she did not like, that hindered the experience as well. And I feel like she probably could have taken it a different way and probably and also, like, communicated to him the things that his friends said that were red flags to her, and that could have possibly fix things and for people to not hate her as much. Okay, so now let's go back to season 16, and we have Dominique and McKinley. They're an interracial couple, and she was younger than him. There's a couple, like sometimes the woman's older, sometimes the man's older, younger. It's a mix and match. So Mick, a lot of people would call him Mac that season. Oh, and that season was in Nashville. He is from, I believe he said Michigan, and then he moved. He was living in his family friend's place, because he hasn't found a permanent residence. And Dom, because she went to visit, and it was like, you're living at a friend's place? Like, you don't have your own place? Like, I have fear that you're not going to stay. You're not going to be committed. I don't want to move. Da, da, da. And he was like, well, since we were married, like, after the experience, I wanted to, like, pick a place with you. And it might be because she's way younger. I don't think it is because she's way younger. There's been girls here that were younger. I think there were, like, a couple things that she did not like about him, especially since, like, oh, he didn't have his own space, and she did, that she thought that he was behind, that made her want to, end things. And she was too stubborn and stuck in her ways, which a lot of, there's a couple incidents of that during the season, that she was like, she wanted a divorce. And that is it with me with the little brownie points that I am going to give to you guys, to you men. See, there's been a couple, like 4 or 5 for you guys, like a handful. But the majority, the people that were sucky were the men. In general, for me personally, I would not go on the show. This is people's life. I'm not dragging people in it. I don't want people to think things negative about me in a, like, overall for me, I'm a nice person, but, like, again, I have my type, and they're the experts, like I said, how they do things, and how it's more like, oh no, we're gonna put the same race with the same race. Or even if you have had like other partners in other races, they're like, I mostly date outside of my race. So for me in general, like, I feel like, again, kissed a couple bad frogs. It's okay. I'll find whoever I'm meant to be with. And for me personally, I do not think experts would help me in that, because they're going based on, like I said, what the person writes down. The person could be a completely different person. So we're going to go to now season 17. Why I made this podcast. All right. This podcast was in Denver, Colorado. And I'm going to talk about the last trope in the three that I talked to people about before. First, you would be the first having sex with a first relationship since high school, and now first boyfriend. But before I get to season 17, overall, one pattern I've seen in every season, which I love a lot, is how much the girls get along and how they have made a sisterhood of MAFS. And I love their bonds and how they're there for each other so much. Great job, girls. Yay, girl power. Okay. This season is the first season I've saw someone with my name. So I'm gonna call her by her first. No, I'm gonna do what The Bachelor does. I'm gonna say Becca H. Okay, so overall this season, there has been guys that, like, at the beginning I liked, in season 17, there's been guys at the beginning that I like, that ended up disliking. The only guy that I'm like, fine, whatever, did not, like, rub me the wrong way, was Mike. I felt bad for him because for the first time ever, the person that he was matched with the first time saw him, was like, I can't do this, and went the other way, which is a first. And I was like, I feel bad for this guy. He got a second chance with Chloe, ended up saying no to her because either I don't think he was ready for this experience and marriage, to be honest with you. But yeah, all right. So there was an interracial couple this season. And that was Lauren, black woman, Orion, Native American man. And they had a conversation that rubbed him the wrong way. And this is by his words. He said he was too stubborn to get past it. And that's what ended it. And I would agree. Because they ended up getting divorced after the honeymoon. And there are different cultures. They were talking about race and how the USA has been very discriminatory and against black people and also Native Americans. And she was like, which I feel like it's a very good conversation to have. What I've heard the word Redskins, like, what does that mean? What does that dictate? And I remember him in the diary room being like, I shouldn't be a teacher to my spouse or anyone I'm in a relationship. They should know. And I'm like, you're not always gonna know. It's good to learn. And because for me, like, as a friend or as a partner, because for me in general, like, I'm an LGBTQ plus ally, I'm for the rights of women and minorities as well, and I want to know everything. So when my friend or my partner is being attacked, I'd be like, no, you cannot say that, that's disrespectful. Do you know what you're saying? Because maybe out of ignorance they're using it, but if they know what it, like, I want to have your back as a person, like me as a in general, as a person, I want to have your back. And he was like, oh, it means this and this. And I'm like, and after that, he didn't see her the same way and was like, I was like, then you shouldn't get married, or if you're not able to have the conversation with someone to understand, okay, these are bad words, like, how is she supposed to defend you? Like, if someone says a rude slur to you, she would be like, don't say that to my husband. But as how I see Lauren is, she has, like, the people she has loves back. So she'd be like, don't say that to my husband. This is really hurtful for indigenous people because of X, Y, Z. But for you to be like, oh, I have to give her a history lesson. And I'm like, they don't teach. I'm just going to tell you this. They don't teach you that. They're just like, a lot of people, all they know about the Redskin, like, that name is, there's a American football team called that. For I don't know what reason, to be honest. It should be changed, because I also had a history lesson from that. I was like, thank you. I'm glad to learn that. Like, anyway, also, side note, Orion manipulated her constantly. And he would be like, oh, I want a divorce. Oh no, I want to get back with Lauren. I don't want to get back to Lauren. And he would say to the group, like, I want to try to be friends with Lauren. Never contact her, only for show. Also, the men in general, Becca H said this perfectly, and I completely agree with her. The guys were here for tactics. Like, they wanted optics. My bad, not toxic. Optics. They wanted to make sure that they were viewed amazingly on the show. They didn't want to be viewed negatively on the show. I can see right through it. Like, that. Because I'm like, you're the one asking for the divorce, Orion. I'm going to continue with the boys in a second, other boys in a second. But, and then you're saying, oh, I want to be friends. No. Stubbing, you boys, all you boys except for Mike this season are fake. Okay. I want to talk to about my friend. By friend, I don't know her. But my girl, Emily. Emily has never been in a serious relationship. She has been ghosted a lot. I've been ghosted before too. Horrible feeling. Brendan was gonna be her first relationship. It's her first relationship. And overall, I am very proud of her. She did an amazing job. For her first serious relationship, overall, she did a phenomenal job. Great job, girl. Great job. Very proud. Like, how you handled yourself, how you did things. It reminded me, like, how she did some things reminded me of how I handled my first relationship. She did a really good job. Like, I feel like a lot of things, like, she was silenced for. And, again, that's why I relate to her in her first relationship. Alright. This is a PSTD. I think I said it right. For me, Brendan. He reminded me of my ex. He's very manipulative. He doesn't take accountability for nothing. Silenced her a lot. There was, like, points of when Dr. Pia was like, so, Emily, you were making space. What is this for? And he's like, no. Or there was a part where Pastor Cal was like, is there anything you don't like about her or what she needs to work at? He's like, we're not going to talk about it right now. He was speaking for them. It was his way or the highway. Very controlling. Very controlling. And I feel like Emily was like keeping how she was feeling inside a lot. And keeping that in a lot in general. Okay, I am now going to do a another rant. So, Cameron and Brandon, I saw the reunion, still not taking accountability of what they did. Keep saying, oh, I didn't say this, I didn't say that. Also, I have an issue with Kevin Fraser this season as well in the reunion. Kevin. Cameron said he has never said he wanted someone slimmer or wanted something this. There's a clip of him saying that. And he even said that during decision day as well. Me, personally, I would have been like, oh, wait, remember when you said, roll the clip? What? You're being too neutral. You're okay with, like, giving a little slap, hit towards the girls, but with the men, you're like, nah, I'm having the back. No, stop it. That's not how you do things. Show the clips. Show what happened. Stop it. The women took accountability completely. The men did not. Brendan one time took accountability. And he was like, Dr. Pia, I'm sorry for being disrespectful to you. You need to also apologize to my girl Emily. Because you were disrespectful to her as well. Alright. So I'm going to start with Cameron. Cameron. When you and Claire were dancing in your reception, you were saying, I wanted a girl more taller because of optics. I am a 6'4 man, and she told him that she was 5'2, like close to my height, like a shorter girl. And he's like, yeah, I wanted someone taller because of height. You said that. During the reunion, you said you didn't say that. Me, if I was the host, roll the clip. Here's the clip of in the reception when you said that. Cameron, you said you didn't want anyone more slimmer, more thin. You, at the final decision, you said you apologize for telling Claire that you wanted someone more slimmer. Someone more, I had it written down in my notes. Give me one sec. Yes, so he's, like, looking at my notes. He said, I need someone that was 5'5", minimum, because I'm a tall dude. So, you are too, you're too short for me, and not what I wanted. Because I asked for someone that was at least 5'5". Continue on. Like I said, when Becca said that you men were lying, she was saying the truth. Because on decision day, you said you went to Claire and was like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said at all. I wanted someone slender. That could hurt any girl's feelings. And now you're like, no, I never said that. BS. a lot of you men this season love to tell lies and are continually lying when there's evidence of your lies. And I don't like how Kevin Fraser is protecting you guys to not let's show those clips. And I feel like the only person that's man on this season that is like, I'm sorry, honey, you deserve better, and has the women's back is Pastor Cal. What? Heaven, why aren't you having the women's back? And by the way, Pastor Cal is a black man, and Kevin Fraser is also a black man. But like, I'm like, why aren't you having their back? Because I feel like you have more empathy towards the males for some reason. And the women in the reunion, they're all wearing pink, and the guys are, no, not the guys, Brendan of all people were like, oh, see, what do you mean, what optics or whatever, you guys are being are doing optics because you're all in pink. No, they're wearing pink, and they said that too, as a union, they were hushed down by you guys. They wanted to protect, they wanted to follow, like they said, like, you have to, like, listen to your husband. You have to have your back of your husband. That's what they were doing. And they're like, no, after the whole season, we're like, no, they were sick of it. And they're like, no, we're going to tell our truth. And we could see, like, why, by watching it, that they were hiding something because they were trying to not cause friction with you boys. And I call you boys because that's what you are. Yeah, so you guys want to look clean, and you keep like, oh, I didn't say that, I didn't say that, I didn't say that. But there's evidence that you guys said that. And Brendan, I don't, like, there was a part in a reunion where you're like, I never liked her, or I didn't like her after the honeymoon for some reason, or blah, 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 blah. We all saw that you were checked out after the honeymoon. We also saw that you were trying to control everything about her. And you being like, oh, you're super negative. How? She is so positive, so bubbly, so upbeat. I didn't see anything negative. You were like, oh, she was negative because she didn't like this. And I'm like, no, she had an accident. She had a bike accident. And a lot of people after that accident would have been negative. She was negative. Okay, you didn't like her for XYZ. Fine. Just admit it. Everybody on the show, all the S where that came, even her, were like, oh, what don't you like about her? Oh, I'm not going to say it. I'm protecting her. We are grown women. We do not need protection, okay? We do not need protection. She's fine. Again, you're her first relationship. She needs to know what to approve on. I'm sick and tired of these guys being like, oh, we need to protect you. Protect from what? Protect from quoi? That's what in French. What? No. What? What are you talking about? You're aggravating me. You do not like her? Fine. Say that you don't like her. Stop pulling stuff out of your butt and being like, oh, I'm protecting what? You say, oh, I don't like, you're, like, for me, personally, I can be too much from people. I'm too extroverted, it's fine, but I'm not gonna change my personality for no one. You're not gonna, it's fine. Like, just be honest. All you guys are liars, and you won't take, except for Michael. I'm gonna repeat, except for Michael. And oh, okay, with Austin, okay, Becca's too into physical touch. You're not. Okay. We're all different. But, like, that doesn't mean you should deprive her from her love language. Like, I'm sick and tired of these men this season being like, oh, I didn't say that. Or, what? Or, no, I didn't. I was trying to... No! Be honest. You men were being fake the entire season, except for Michael. You guys were trying to, like, change and make sure, like, when you come out of this, that women wouldn't hate you, because you knew that the majority of the... If we're going to go the whole series, the majority of people that get hate are the men because how they treat the women. Just be honest. We can see right through it. I saw, he doesn't really like Emily anymore. And after the honeymoon, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's because he now knows, like, oh, I'm her first relationship. And then there was a point that he was like, I don't want to be the reason that you don't date after this. I'm like, to be honest with you, she's going to heal from this. She is going to grow from this. And you were just an a-hole. For me, I've had trauma. I saw through all the little things, all the red flags. I'm like, this is a red flag. This is a red flag. This also reminds me of things from a past relationship. Like, I see right through it. You will like, oh, I'll take accountability for what I did to how I treated, how I was dismissive in that with Dr. Pia. But the person that you hurt the most, the person that you should say sorry to the most, you won't say that. And I also believe in that you cheated on Emily because you did not like her. And you're like, no, I never did at all. Lies. I see right through it. I see right through it. People that have been through it will see it too and won't believe you and won't believe any of the men in season 17. To conclude, whoever Emily ends up with is going to be lucky. I think that person is going to be a lucky person because personality wise we share a lot of good qualities, and she's going to learn from this and from someone that also had, like, not named the same way, but Brendan, and she's going to learn and grow. All I will say to conclude this podcast is we all are going to have first of everything. First relationships, first kiss, first intimacy with someone. You're always going to remember it. Always keep all your past relationships, romantic or non-romantic, in the back of your brain. Keep it in your long-term memory. Do not forget anything, because everything's a lesson. Every person that comes into your life is a lesson. Everyone that leaves your life is a lesson. It's always a lesson to grow from. Forgive people. Don't forget what they did to you, because forgetting what they did to you is 100% possibility of that repeating itself. So my friends, forgive, don't forget, because we do not want the same patterns to continue, and that's how you keep having toxic relationships after toxic relationships. And in general, for me with my Brendan, I am grateful for the things I have learned from that relationship, and how I grew from that relationship, and I grew more self-worth, more self-respect, etc., etc. And from that, I am going to continue to grow as a person. I've healed from it, and I know for when I finally find my Prince Charming, it will be great. So keep that as a reminder. With all I'm saying today is everything happens for a reason. It's to help you grow. This show, like I said before, should end. It should be a dating show, even though people are more easy to leave. Like, and I know they do this for like for people to stay and in general, but I don't think that arranged marriages work. It doesn't work today. People in general are getting worse and worse. So, like, one more time, forgive, don't forget. You need to remember what good things you did, what bad things you did, what your significant other's good and bad things that they did as well, and keep that in your long-term memory. So when you get into your next relationship, and if you want to get married or stay with that person, you'll grow and be in a healthy relationship. So overall, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Love you all. Bye.